Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to drink some wine, visit a museum, and celebrate the birthdays of William Cornell, Richard Himber, and a few others. I don't know why I hadn't heard of it before, but last week was National Drink Wine Day. National Drink Wine Day is celebrated annually on February 18th across the U.S., and its purpose is to promote the love and health benefits of wine. Wine has played an important role in history, religion, and relationships, and among its positive benefits are a reduced risk of heart disease and the enhancement of food and life. There's even a National Drink Wine Day Facebook page with almost 50,000 likes, including a number by my friends and family. So to commemorate National Drink Wine Day, here are some rapidly rotating records about wine, beginning with Joe Reichman and his orchestra.
Tender lips that kiss and whisper this, will you be true to me? So take your cup of wine and take your share of song, your little moment of youth and love, may it linger long. So when your heart grows old and all the world goes wrong, you'll have your dreams of love and wine and song. Thank you.
Thank you. make those beautiful girls. Adam and Eve never tasted champagne till they were able to go out and raise Cain. For a sweet little mistle knows the right way to kiss can fit any brain in the world. Everybody's feeling bad, cause liquor must go, but you can always get yourself a little old stroll, so you don't need the wine to have a wonderful time while they still make those beautiful girls.
From the Ziegfeld Follies of 1919, that was You Don't Need the Wine to Have a Wonderful Time. It was a huge hit for Eddie Cantor, but we heard it by Nicholas Orlando's orchestra on a Pathé recording made in July of 1919. Harry Axt wrote the tune and Arthur Fields sang the Howard Rogers lyric. Before that, it was Isham Jones and his orchestra with his composition Bubbles in the Wine. The vocalist on that March 7, 1934 recording was Joe Martin. That was preceded by some more sparkling wine with the Champagne Waltz, performed there by Joe Green's Novelty Orchestra, with Zora Lehman providing the vocal on February 27, 1934. You hear Frank Luther quite often on this show, and he and Zora Lehman were married on May 8, 1920, and they frequently performed together. Zora Lehman is best known for her recording of 7 Years with the Wrong Man. We began that enological set with Joe Reichman and his orchestra and Wine Song. The vocalist on that September 24, 1934 banner 78 was Paul Small. The Sweetest Things in Life, also known as Wine Song, was composed by Werner Heyman with the lyrics by Gus Kahn and is in the 1934 Charles Boyer Loretta Young picture Caravan. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Not only did I not know about National Drink Wine Day, but until last week I was unaware of the existence of the Museum of Making Music in Carlsbad, California, on the coast in northern San Diego County. The Museum of Making Music will be celebrating its 16th anniversary next month, and on display are hundreds of vintage instruments, audio and video clips. The museum believes that active music making is an essential element of the full human existence, and preserves our musical heritage through special exhibitions, innovative concerts, and educational programs. I'm planning on visiting the museum as soon as possible, and you can find out more about the exhibits, events, and educational opportunities at their website, museumofmakingmusic.org. That's museumofmakingmusic.org. So we're going to make some music, or more correctly, I guess, play some music in this segment of Rapidly Rotating Records having to do with music, beginning with the Emerson Dance Orchestra. Thank you.
to worry the wolf away. So happy will we appear, he will know he's not wanted here. Your music could worry a wolf away. So keep on playing that hand piano until he's away. He'll have to go if you bang those keys away. Oh, honey, but we will grin when the money comes rolling in. Sweet music to worry the wolf away.
Fletcher Henderson and the Connie's Inn Orchestra with Dick Robertson providing the vocal on Sweet Music, recorded July 31, 1931. Sweet Music was written by Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz. Before that, it was the Melody Kings Dance Orchestra with Music Makes the World Go Round. The group was originally formed by pianist Billy Monroe, who composed When My Baby Smiles at Me as Billy Monroe's Jardin de Danse Orchestra. But by the time of this recording in January of 1923, it was known as the Melody Kings Dance Orchestra and was led by American banjo player Andy Tipaldi. They were described as Canada's premier dance orchestra, and they are to Canada what Whiteman is to New York. Billy Monroe co-wrote Music Makes the World Go Round with pianist Willie Eckstein. We started off that music-making set dedicated to the Museum of Making Music in Carlsbad, California, with the original Dixie Rag Pickers, a pseudonym of the Emerson Studio Band on a Globe 78, and I'm Music Mad, from 1926.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
This very day, February 21st, marks the birth in 1891 in New York City of composer, songwriter, and pianist William Kurnell. He received formal musical training and worked as a song plugger before serving with the French Ambulance Service during World War I. Following the war, he wrote music for four Broadway shows between 1918 and 1926, and then turned to Hollywood, where he contributed to the soundtracks of dozens of films between 1929 and 1947, including The Little Colonel, starring Shirley Temple. William Cornell died on July 12, 1963, in Los Angeles of a heart attack. His popular song credits include Sally of My Dreams, A Pair of Blue Eyes, Swingin' on the Gate, Beware of Love, and these.
Try to speak, words play hide and seek, our phrases to sing her praises. Too wonderful for words, there's nothing can be said. I leave it to the birds to make a song instead. What can I say? Words fly away. Too wonderful for words, the one that I'm to wear.
The All-Star Orchestra, Victor House Band, directed by Nat Shulkrit, and Steppin' Along from August 23, 1929. That was preceded by the Harry Reaser group, The Rounders, and Too Wonderful for Words from a Domino 78 recorded exactly 1 week later on August 30, 1929. Too Wonderful for Words was issued all over the world on different labels, as by Buddy Fields and his orchestra, the Campus Boys, the Chicago Redheads, Roxy Dance Orchestra, Savoy Dance Band on the Savoy label in Australia, and The Ten Freshmen. We started this tribute to William Cornell all the way back on February 19th, 1917, with Get Off My Foot, performed there by Joseph C. Smith's orchestra. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com, and we're on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, February 20th, marked the birth in 1907 in Newark, New Jersey, of Richard Himber. He was a violin prodigy, but bad behavior in school got him expelled, and he left home to join Sophie Tucker's vaudeville troupe. That was followed by a stint as Rudy Valley's orchestra manager, and in 1932, Valley helped Himber form his own 13-piece band and got them a job at the Essex House and on NBC Radio. From there, they had a long run at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel and recording contracts with Vocalion and Victor. They appeared on the Studebaker Champions radio show with tenor Joey Nash, but because Nash was a competing car manufacturer, Studebaker wouldn't allow his name to be used on the show. In addition to his musical talents, Richard Himber was also an accomplished magician, and he invented a number of devices used by magicians to this very day, including the Himber Ring and the Himber Wallet. He continued to lead bands right up until his death from a heart attack during a performance on December 11, 1966. Here's Dick Himber.
Flamenco, can those red lips ever be tender? Flamenco, high and clear my love song is ringing. Flamenco, will your ear be deaf to my singing? Keen is my knife, swift is my knife hand, these and my kisses are yours to command. Flamenco, will your road from now on be my road? Flamenco, flamenco, the stars show, fortune smiles when love takes the high road.
Thank you. promenading, and I'll be with you soon. All the best folks are parading on a Sunday afternoon. We'll rent a horse and carriage, and I'll be proud of you. We'll talk about a marriage on the busy avenue. And then we'll ride to the countryside. I'll burst with pride in your Sunday gown. You're the talk of the town. Now you can have the twilight, and you can have the moon. Give me those happy moments on a Sunday afternoon.
Not exactly the president's own. That was Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra with not the most rousing rendition ever recorded of the Marines' hymn. But then, they're a dance orchestra, not a 42-piece military band. Guy Russell was the vocalist on that June 12, 1934 recording. I played that on our last tribute to Richard Himber back in 2011, but I played it again, this time specifically for our friend, retired Master Gunnery Sergeant Adam Bryce, who is having too much fun with motorcycles lately. Semper Fi, Adam. Before the Marines' hymn, it was On a Sunday Afternoon, with Stuart Allen providing the vocal. On a Sunday Afternoon was written by Arthur Freed and Naceo Herb Brown, and that recording is from June 19, 1935. Buddy and Vilma Ebsen sang it in the film Broadway Melody of 1936. And we couldn't do a Richard Himber set without Joey Nash, so we started off December 5th, 1934, with Flamenco.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Besides Richard Himber and William Kernell, lots of other composers and artists had birthdays this past week, including those associated with these tunes.
Thank you. are creeping when most of the world is sleeping. I open the album of my dreams. Sweet memories of joy and pleasure, your love and the hours I treasure, I see in the album of my dreams. They're roaming among the flowers, holding a violet, a picture, the scene for hours, that was the day we met. I call you and you must hear it, you join me each night in spirit, you live in the album of my dreams.
Songwriter Walter Donaldson was born February 15, 1893, in Brooklyn and wrote hundreds of songs, including one of the anthems of the 1920s, Yes, Sir, That's My Baby. But I chose to play Sweet Indiana Home, performed by Rudy Weedoff's Californians from a Vocalion 78 made in April of 1922, for a couple of reasons. One, of course, was the sound effects. You gotta love any vintage record with train whistle sounds in it. The second was for my friend and fellow vintage music radio host, Jackson Garrison, whose program Off the Record is now heard Tuesday mornings from 8 to 10 Eastern Time on WIUX, the peer student radio station of Indiana University. Even though it's available streaming online, that's 5 a.m. here in California, and I'm sorry, Jackson, I'm afraid I have to time shift it in order to listen. But listen I do, and you should too. Off the Record with Jackson Garrison. And I'm sure that reference to On the Banks of the Wabash was not lost on many of you, least of all Jackson. Harold Arlen was born February 15th also, but a few years after Walter Donaldson, in 1905. He composed the album of My Dreams, which we heard played by Paul Specht and his orchestra, and the Lou Davis lyrics were sung by Johnny Morris. That Columbia recording is from August 17, 1929. And since he was born last week on February 17, 1892, we finished up with a tune by James F. Hanley. That was Stingo Stungo, credited to the Westchester Biltmore Orchestra, from a perfect 78 wax July 15, 1923, complete with bee and bird and horse sound effects, wood blocks, and a musical reference to Listen to the Mockingbird. That was instrumental, but there are rather entertaining lyrics, which were written by Lou Brown. It was apparently a rather popular song, also recorded by Frank Crummett, Robert White, Miss Patricola, Vernon Dalhart, Margaret Young, and the Pennsylvania Syncopators. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.